Hey, we're good. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Roger Paul, and tonight we are going to continue our study of paper 163. This is part two of our study on this, the ordination of the 70 at Magadan. And that is on page 1804.1 in the original book, or 163, 3, 4, and the rest of it. Okay, so we're good to go. Y'all like that flash screen that yesterday? It's a
Yeah.
lot like the last one did. Okay, here we go. Now, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. This is the one parable that Jesus talks about that even in the New Testament, I can't give you an explanation on, to be honest. Never have been able to have figured this out, what exactly he was trying to make, the point he was trying to make on this one, but we're going to go through it anyway. All right, here we go. The kingdom of heaven is like a householder who was a large employer of men and who went out early in the morning to hire laborers to work in his vineyard. When he had agreed to the laborers to pay With the laborers to pay them a denarius a day, he sent that them into the vineyard. And when he went out about 9 o'clock and seeing others standing in the marketplace idle, he said to them, "Go you also to work in the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will pay you." And they went out at once to work. Again, he went out about 12 and about 3 and did wise likewise. And going to the marketplace about 5 in the afternoon, he found still others standing idle. And he inquired to them, "Why do you stand here idle all the day?" And the man answered, "Because nobody has hired us." Then said the householder, "Go you also to work in my vineyard, and whatever is right, I will pay you." Now, there's more to this in the next paragraph, but I want to say something here. The only thing I can figure out, and even when I read this in the New Testament, the only thing I can figure out is it doesn't matter when you commit to the kingdom of heaven, whether it's early in your life or late. That's the only thing I could figure out about this. So let's go on to the next one. Diane, would you take the next one, please?
When evening came, this owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last hired and ending with the first." When those who were hired about 5 o'clock came, they received a denarius each. And so it was with each of the other laborers. When the men who were hired at the beginning of the day saw how the latter comers were paid, they expected to receive more than the amount agreed upon. But like the others, with every man received only a denarius. And when each had received his pay, they complained to the householders, saying, "These men were hired last worked only 1 hour, and yet you have paid them the same as us who have borne the burden of the day in the scorching sun."
So the only thing I can say about this is that if you come to God early in your life and you work for God all the years of your life, you'll make it to the mansion world. But if you come at the very last second, you'll also make it to the mansion worlds, right, in your life. So regardless, that's the only thing I can figure out about this. Okay. Gary, would you take the next part of this?
Householder, my friends, I do you no wrong. Do not each of you have to work for a denaro a day? Take now that which is yours and go your way, for it is my desire to give to those who came last as much as I have given to you. It is not law for me to do what I will with my own. It is not unlawful for generosity because I desire to show mercy.
Okay, you cut out there for a minute. He was saying it was not unlawful for me to do what with my own, or do you begrudge me my generosity? That's what Gary was trying to say. All right, so okay, I have nothing else to say about this parable. I
Well,
really
I do.
don't. Okay, Rodney, let us know what you
I
think.
mean, it could be having to do something with, because the Jews were the chosen people for spiritual. But now Jesus is going to bring the Gentiles. He's
Yeah.
going to bring the whole world.
Right.
So, I mean, the Jews did have a chance spiritually. So, I don't know. But it's probably more like you're saying it. Doesn't matter if you're a believer all of your life versus someone that's 10 years old
Yeah.
passes away. We both are on equal footing.
Yeah, even if you make the decision at the last seconds of your life,
Yeah, the father is no respecter of persons.
right, so he allows you in even if, and your rewards are probably going to be a little bit different when you get to the mansion world. But according to this, it sounds like they would be the same, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to, that's what I was thinking, that, no matter when you come to the God, because you came early does not mean that you're going to start out at a higher,
I think about the thief on the cross. Yeah, that's what you always come back to, isn't it? I mean, last seconds of his life, and he made that decision in the very last seconds of his life. So, doesn't matter when you come, as long as you come. All right, Gary, Rodney, would you take the next one?
Sure. Four. Farewell to the 70. It was a stirring time about the Magadan camp the day the 70 went forth on their first mission. Early that morning, in his last talk with the 70, Jesus placed emphasis on the following.
Would you take the next one too, Rodney?
Okay.
Okay. It's a
Well,
little short one, so.
yeah. Looks like Gary's. One, the gospel of the kingdom must be proclaimed to all the world, to Gentile as well as to Jew. Two, while ministering to the sick, refrain from teaching the expectation of miracles. Three, proclaim a spiritual brotherhood of the sons of God, not an outward kingdom of worldly power and material glory. Four, avoid loss of time through overmuch social visiting and other trivialities which might detract from the wholehearted devotion to preaching the gospel. Five, if the first house to be selected for a headquarters proves to be a worthy home, abide there throughout the sojourn in that city. Six, make clear to all faithful believers that the time for an open break with the religious leaders of the Jews at Jerusalem has now come. Seven, teach that man's whole duty is summed up in this one commandment. Love the Lord, your God, with all your mind and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. Parenthesis. This they were to teach as man's whole duty in place of the 613 rules of living expounded by the Pharisees.
Now, do you all know what he's talking about there, the 613 rules?
Well,
I have an idea. Remember the Pharisees had a whole list, 613 rules you had to go by.
Horrible.
Yeah, their laws. That's right. Well, we had Marcel Wallace. Did you see that? She
Well,
popped up. Marcel Wallace popped up
just
in
for a second.
just for a second. Yeah. Maybe she'll come back. Guess that's a she. Maybe a he. I don't know. So this is, does this list kind of sound familiar? It's pretty much the same things that he told the apostles when they went out. Remember that the first time. So he's basically trying to have them keep the message as simple as humanly possible and only proclaim those things that are important, and to stay away from trying to do healing and things like that, because that was not part of the message, was it?
Jeff,
Okay. All
this
right.
is
So that's what that's all
he's got a
about.
job to do.
You got a
He
job
has
to
his
do.
job description.
That's right. This is the job, not anything else. Okay. And here's the laborers. Okay, to go out. All right. I'm back at
I
the
can
top.
understand why the Sanhedrin now. If you go back one thing, and I'll point it out.
Oh, okay.
One.
Hang on. That one.
Okay. Number six, make clear of all a open break with the religious leaders of the Jews at Jerusalem has now come.
Yes.
That is basically he left them behind.
He did. He did. And I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. There may be some time in the future which the people of the Urantia book will have to do the exact same thing with the original Christianity. Because the traditional Christianity, because of the sacrificial lamb idea.
Well, I got a feeling because it may be announced that look, there is other life
Yes.
in this universe. We've known it for a while. And then if we start making contact, it's gonna play on religion
It is. It's part of the
because
universe, right?
the Christians are gonna say, wait a minute, do they have a hell too?
Yeah.
What did Jesus do for them?
Well, see, that's the whole thing. When this contact is made and interaction of ideas are starting to be exchanged, we're going to discover that the universe that it talks about in the Urantia book is the universe that we're talking about, aren't we?
Well, I've
So,
got a feeling that, they knew 100 years ago what was coming up. We need to get this out.
should have been brought out when it first started, right? It
Good.
really should have been. You can't
I know
lie
a
to
family.
people indefinitely, can you?
I know a family that is.
You cut
Very
out on us,
staunch.
Gary. Hang, yeah, go ahead, Gary.
I'm sorry. That is very religious. The letter of the Bible, and they're Catholic.
Yeah.
And if the revelation of terrestrials and other human other beings in the universe, to me, it's no big deal, okay?
Yeah.
But to them, I can see where it would be devastating because, here God is not just our God, he's God of all.
Yeah.
And, it gets him right to the core.
Yeah.
And with that rigidity of thought, it can be really shaking. And I can see them wholeheartedly rejecting it to the point of death.
Yeah, I could see that too. I really could. Guys, I've got to step out for 2 minutes.
Go right ahead,
Sorry.
Rodney. We'll continue without you. All right. All right. And I think I'm back up again. All
I think
right.
you are.
All right. When Jesus had talked thus to the 70 in the presence of all the apostles and disciples, Simon Peter took off by themselves and preached to them in their ordination sermon, which was an elaboration of the master's charge given at the time he had laid ha hands upon them and set them apart as messengers of the kingdom. Peter exhorted the 70 to cherish in their experience the following virtues. Go ahead, Diane.
One, consecrated devotion, to pray always for more laborers to be sent forth into the gospel harvest. He explained that when one so prays, he will be more likely say, here am I, send me. He admonished them to neglect not their daily worship.
So it was important for them to worship God each and every day, right? All right, Gary.
Two, true courage. He warned them that they would encounter hostility and be certain to meet with persecution. Peter told them their mission was no undertaking for cowards, advised those who were afraid to, but none withdrew.
Okay, you cut off about half a sentence there. It says, no under for cowards or advise
I just
them,
got it. I
those
just.
who were afraid to step out before they started, basically. But none withdrew. Okay. Well, I tell you what, Gary, you need to call. Is it AT&T that you have your service through?
T-Mobile, and
Or
I
T.
called them, and I even got a new piece of equipment that was supposed to
To
service
fix this?
and everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not working very well, that's for sure. All
Yeah,
right.
I'm gonna change rooms and we'll see if it does any good.
All right. Rodney's gone, so I guess I'm up again. Three, faith and trust. They must go forth on this short mission wholly unprovided for. They must trust the Father for food and shelter and all other things needful. So they needed to trust in God that they would be fed and clothed and that sort of thing. All right, dear. Next.
Four, zeal and initiative. They must be possessed with zeal and their
Intelligent enthusiasm.
intelligent enthusiasm. They must attend strictly to their master's business. Oriental salvation was a lengthy and elaborate ceremony. Therefore, had they been instructed to salute no man by the way, which was a common method of exhorting how to go about his business without the waste of time, it had nothing to do with the matter of friendly greeting.
They didn't want them to stand around with this Oriental salutation that was lengthy and elaborate because it would eat up all their time. They wouldn't be, have time to do what they were be sent for. All right, Gary, try this one.
Kindness and courtesy. The master had to avoid necessary waste of time is enjoined courtesy toward all with whom they should come in contact. They were to show every to those who might entertain them in their. They were strictly warned against leaving a modest be and entertained in a more comfortable or influential one.
Okay,
Now, how
so
was that?
not good because we couldn't see your picture the whole time. I can see you on
How's
our
that?
I can see you on our list, but it did not come through when you were talking at all.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I don't either. I would get T-Mobile back on the phone, Gary, and tell them they got to come out and fix this because this is, when you can't make a Zoom call and people can't understand what you're saying, because you cut out about every other word most of the time.
Yeah.
So it's aggravating to you. I'd have them either come out or fix it or go back to my old carrier again, tell them this is not acceptable because it's not. I mean, you pay good money for your service. You should expect at least a stable connection, in your own home. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, my left shoulder, my two, 3 feet off my left shoulder. I can't get any closer to my
Yeah,
router.
your router itself.
So,
Yeah, that's crazy.
yeah, I just don't know what else to what you said.
Yeah. I just call them and say, listen, I can't make a Zoom call without it breaking up and giving me a low bandwidth thing. And if it's supposed to be as good as they say it's supposed to be, they should be able to fix that somehow. Even if they have to send you out a new Wi-Fi for your router, which maybe they need to do. Okay,
Sent
Roddy's.
me an extender, but then doing it is doing worse.
Really, since you put the extender on?
Yeah, I mean, I've got worse.
Yeah, let me tell you a little secret. I have a closed caption phone because of my deafness in my ears, and I put it in the same room as my regular Wi-Fi connector little thing, and it made my Wi-Fi worse. So. Sometimes I guess they interfere with each other. It could be the case. I'm not sure. But anyway, Rodney, would you take the next one?
Yes, five. Kindness and courtesy. The master had instructed them to avoid unnecessary waste of time in social ceremonies, but he enjoined
I
courtesy.
just read that.
Oh, he just read. I am sorry,
Okay.
Rodney. I thought I
No
moved
problem.
it. Go ahead, do
Six.
this one. Yeah.
Ministry to the sick. The 70 were charged by Peter to search out the sick in mind and body, and to do everything in their power to bring about the alleviation or cure of their maladies.
That one's interesting because I wouldn't have expected him to charge the 70 to do this particular thing.
Yeah.
And when they had been thus charged and instructed, they started out two and two on their mission in Galilee, Samaria, and Judea. All right. Diane.
Although the Jews had a peculiar regard for the number 70, sometimes consider the nations of Harth, I don't know how to pronounce that.
Even don't.
I never heard that word, I don't think, as being 70 in number. And although these 70 messengers were to go to the gospel to all peoples, still, as far as we can discern, it was only coincidental that the group happened to number just 70. Certain it was that Jesus would have accepted no less than half a dozen others, but they were unwilling to pay the price of forsaking wealth and families.
You're muted, Roger.
I said, do y'all want to hear an interesting antidote to this?
What's
Yeah.
that?
When the group was meeting in Chicago, do you notice they met in a group of 72?
Interesting.
70 also, I should say.
72. That's
Yeah,
true.
70.
Also.
Yeah, that group was 72.
But like it's saying here, he would have had 76 or
If they
more.
would have committed, right? This is just how many committed. All right. Gary.
moving the camp to Pella.
Okay, can you see me?
Yeah, I can now.
Moving the camp, Jesus and the 12 now prepared to establish their last headquarters in near Pella, in Perea near Pella, where the master was baptized in the Jordan. The last 10 days of November were spent in council at and Tuesday, December 6th, the entire company of almost 300 started out at daybreak, all their effects of lodge that night near Pella by the river. This was the same site by the spring that John the Baptist had occupied with his camp several years before.
Must have been a nice place to spend the
Yeah,
night. Yeah.
fresh water.
Yeah, fresh water. All right. Rodney.
Again, that looks like a carry.
Yeah, he just missed it. That's all there is to it.
So after breaking up.
Roger, I think I mean, Rodney, I think you're the new Gary now.
Yeah,
I
see
think so.
that.
Gary, you want to hear a funny story? I was doing a
Yeah.
transposition of one of my papers, chapter 5, which y'all will get in the email tomorrow. But when I was working on that, the transposition for the couple thing that I do kept talking about Gary at this point during the meeting. And so at the very end of the video, it had something like, "And according to Gary,"
Yeah, that's
yeah.
interesting.
It was kind of interesting. Anyway, go on, Rodney.
That's funny. Okay, after the breaking up of the Magadan camp, David Zebedee returned to Bethsaida and began immediately to curtail the messenger service. The kingdom was taking on a new phase. Daily, pilgrims arrived from all parts of Palestine and even from remote regions of the Roman Empire. Believers occasionally came from Mesopotamia and from the lands east of the Tigris. Accordingly, on Sunday, December 18th, David, with the help of his messenger corps, loaded on the pack animals the camp equipage, then stored in his father's house, with which he had formerly conducted the camp of Bethsaida by the lake. Bidding farewell to Bethsaida for the time being, he proceeded down the lake shore and along the Jordan to a point about 1/2 mile north, 1/2 mile north of the apostolic camp. And in less than a week, he was prepared to offer hospitality to almost 1,500 pilgrim visitors. The apostolic camp could accommodate about 500. This was the rainy season in Palestine, and these accommodations were required to take care of the ever-increasing number of inquirers, mostly earnest, who came into Perea to see Jesus and to hear his teaching.
So this word was spreading fast, wasn't it? All right. David did all this on his own initiative. Though he had taken counsel with Philip and Matthew at Magadan, he employed the larger part of his former messenger corps as his helpers in conducting the camp. He now used less than 20 men on regular messenger duty. Near the end of December and before the return of the 70, almost 800 visitors were gathered about the master, and they found lodging in David's camp.
Good
He might,
multitude.
yeah, he must have been some kind of guy, you know. All right, Diane.
6. The return of the 70. On Friday, December 30, while Jesus was away in the nearby hills with Peter, James, and John, and 70 messengers were arriving by couples, accompanied by numerous believers at the Pella headquarters. All 70 were assembled at the teaching site at about 5 o'clock when Jesus returned to the camp. The evening meal was delayed for more than an hour while these enthusiastics did the gospel of the kingdom related their experiences. David's messengers had brought much of the news to the apostles during previous weeks, but it was truly inspirational to hear of these newly ordained teachers of the gospel personally tell how their message had been received by hungry Jews and Gentiles. At last, Jesus was able to see men going out to spread the good news without his personal presence. The master now knew that he could leave this world without seriously hindering the progress of the kingdom.
So by this point, Jesus realized that there's enough of his information going out by the 70 and by the apostles and the apostles of John that he felt comfortable. If he had to leave the world, he could do that without hindering the gospel from spreading on its own at this point, right? Gary.
Okay. When the 70 related how even the devils were subject to them, they referred to the wonderful cures they had brought in the cases of victims of nervous disorder, a few cases relieved ministers. And referring to this, Jesus, it is not strange that these disobedient minor spirits subject to you, Satan falling as lightning. But rejoice not so much over this, for I declare to you that as I return to my Father, you will send spirits into very minds men so that no more can these few lost spirits enter the minds unfortunate mortals. I rejoice with you that you have power with men, but be not lifted up because
We lost you again.
rejoice.
We lost you again, Gary. Let me finish this. But be not lifted up because of the experience, but rather rejoice that your names are written in the rolls of heaven, and that you are thus to go forward in the endless career of spiritual conquest. So this is where Jesus saw Satan falling from light as lightning from heaven. In other words, some of the angels had come and gotten Satan to take him to the mansion worlds. This is where we know that Satan was actually taken off the planet. Yeah, Rodney.
Where he says here, as soon as I return to my Father, we will send forth our spirits into the very minds of men. He's talking about the thought adjusters and the spirit of truth.
Right.
But I'm just curious to know why it's almost like it was important to have the connection with the spirit of truth to enable the Father's spirit to indwell whole men.
Yes, because they work in concert with each other. You got to remember that the Holy Spirit was already on the planet,
Yeah, it's
okay? Okay,
broadcast.
broadcast on the planet constantly. But it wasn't until the Spirit of Truth was poured out that
meant it, they called it the shield of God because it literally shielded human beings from being molested by these rebel spirits. Okay, but two things happened when that happened. Not only was the spirit of truth poured out to protect men from being invaded by these spirits, but all the rebel midwayers were removed from the planet on that same time. Okay, so they wouldn't be there to invade people anymore. And the other thing, the spirit of truth being poured out prepared basically gave the human intellect or the mind a base to be able to receive thought adjusters, all men to receive thought adjusters instead of only those that were searching for
Spiritual
spiritual.
mind.
Yes.
But I wonder, with the Father, all things are possible.
Right.
Makes you wonder why the adjusters were not poured out as well
Before that,
before.
I can tell you why, because with in the hierarchy of God, we have the Trinity. Okay.
Correct.
So, all right. So, God the Father is the head, the Son is represented through the Creator Son, right? And the infinite spirit is represented through the Holy Spirit of the local universe, Mother Spirit, right?
Correct.
So that is the Trinity in three parts. Okay, so before the Son was there, it was missing one of the three parts. Do you see that? So the Trinity aspect of being part of the human experience was not there before the Spirit of Truth was poured out. So, because of that absence of the Son, I would assume that the Father would not give himself of all men until, unless they were specifically searching for spiritual enlightenment. Does that
Okay,
make sense?
and again, if we could go back, other planets,
Right.
the Spirit of Truth is poured out after a magisterial son
Yes,
appears.
after a magisterial son.
So
Yes.
then something similar would happen.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
So before the first magisterial visit on a planet, they're in the same situation we were before Jesus came. Does
Okay.
that make sense?
Well,
So on those planets, unless someone was searching for spiritual answers in their life, those planets wouldn't receive thought adjusters on a regular basis either. Does
correct.
that make sense? It
Okay.
would not happen until all three parts were there.
Understood.
Okay.
So what
And
you're saying is,
that's the connection through of the Trinity to us.
yeah.
Yeah, Gary.
What you're saying then is that before this incident, thought adjusters were only sent to people who were seeking spiritual enlightenment. Then, after Jesus went to heaven, everybody got a thought adjuster, whether they were seeking or not.
That's right. Everybody at age 5 and 5 and a half to 6 years old, when they made their first moral decision. Now, it's important for us to understand it wasn't when a child at 5 and a half makes a moral decision, that is not a search for God. Okay? And I want to make that sure that's clear. Even Andon and Fonta, we're not searching for a higher power or searching for God when they received their thought adjusters. They were seeking to improve themselves and made their first moral decision, and that's why they got thought adjusters. And the benefit of doing that, it enlightened them to the point where they started searching for a higher deity. Does that make sense? And they
So
were the first
I
ones
think
to
we
receive a thought adjuster on the planet.
I
Okay.
think we point out that Andon and Fonda were the first human beings on Earth.
Yes.
Two people
Two
be
people.
know this.
Yes.
Andon made the decision first and then discussed it with Fanta. So they both received their thought adjuster, Andon first and then Fanta. Okay. But I want to make sure that y'all understand the connection of the Trinity to this. Because if you miss the connection of the Trinity, you miss a big part of it.
Correct.
Correct? So if you, before Jesus came, if you made a commitment to God the Father, okay, you had a relationship with God the Father, but you were not, how do I say this? You were not in essence connecting with the Trinity. You see what I'm saying? Because the Spirit of Truth was already here, you were already connected to the local universe Mother Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the Infinite Spirit, okay? Because that happened from the beginning of time, okay? And when you tried to, when you got your thought adjuster, you were connected to God the Father, but you were not connected to the Trinity yet, where were you?
Because the sun.
Because the Son
Oh.
was missing. And so when the Son came and gave us the Spirit of Truth, you were connected to all three. So you could call this connection on Pentecost the connection of the Trinity of human beings. Does that
Yeah.
make sense?
On this earth,
Huh?
this planet.
This planet. That's right, on this planet. Doesn't mean it's going to do the same on all the other planets. Now, an interesting point is this, because other planets had already had their magisterial sun visit, they had both already been poured out of a spirit of the eternal sun, but they had not been poured, they had not been connected to the spirit of Michael in our local universe. So on Pentecost, those other planets who had already had a magisterial sun visit, they were also connected to the Spirit of Truth and Michael on that same
That's
day.
what I thought, because
Yeah.
Michael presented the perfected human being to the Father.
That's right.
They were
A master sun at that point. Okay. So all the other planets benefited on Pentecost because their connection to the Son of God was upgraded to the connection of the Son of God with Michael.
Spirit of truth.
Yes, the Spirit of Truth.
Yes. Okay.
And if y'all are totally lost, you haven't listened to any of my previous stuff on the Trinity and origins of the universe, that's where all this stuff comes from. So it's out there. You only have to listen to about 4,000 videos to get caught up. So.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, piece of cake, right?
Just give up sleep, that's all.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, y'all, let's move on here. Now I've lost totally who was up.
It's my turn.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
And it was at this time, just before partaking of the evening meal, that Jesus experienced one of those rare moments of emotional ecstasy, which his followers had occasionally witnessed. He said, "I thank you, my Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that while this wonderful gospel was hidden from the wise and self-righteous, the Spirit has revealed these spiritual glories to these children of the kingdom. Yes, my Father, it must have been pleasing in your sight to do this, and I rejoice to know that the good news will spread to all the world, even after I shall have returned to you, and the work which you have given me to perform. I am mightily moved as I realize you are about to deliver all authority into my hands, that only you really know who I am, and that only I really know you and those to whom I have revealed you. And when I finished this revelation to my brethren in the flesh, I will continue the revelation to your creatures on high. And I think what he's saying there is the Marantia beings,
Yes.
because that small segment was still yet missing in his plan.
Yes, that was still missing it. But notice here he does say that he mentions that the Spirit, you know, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, has already been there and revealed these spiritual glories to the children of the kingdom. In other words, the Holy Spirit has been revealing stuff to human beings since the beginning of Earth time, right?
Right.
So there's been revelations going on, and I just realized something, y'all.
What's that?
I forgot to go out here to YouTube and make sure our videos were processing on YouTube. Give me a second here. I hope it did go out. Pretty sure it should have. Yeah, it's live. Okay. Yeah, it's still going. Okay. It's been going because we've already had 17 views of it, so that's good. All right. Hard for me to keep up all this stuff on my own.
Ooh.
And I'm not doing too good tonight anyway. I had to go have some surgery on my back a little bit this afternoon. So had a have a mole removed that's was pretty bad. So my wife got the privilege of watching. She got a little woozy.
Just a little bit.
This is in surgery. That doctor just going to town. She said that doctor moved about a million times during the procedure. Has face down so I
Diane,
could, huh?
Diane, I'll tell you the little story. My younger brother was in the room when his first son was being born.
I know what you're going to
And
say.
he passed out and literally fell on her stomach.
Oh my
oh gosh.
And he had long hair at the time. The doctor reached over, grabbed him by the hair, threw him on the floor, and says, "We don't have time for this now."
Oh,
story.
All right. Let's see here. Gary, I think you're up again.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm up again?
Yeah, Rodney, read each.
Oh, okay.
Yours.
When Jesus had thus spoken to the Father, he turned aside to speak to his apostles and ministers. Blessed are the eyes which see and the ears which hear these things. Let me say to you that many prophets and many of the great men of the past ages have desired to behold what you now see, but it was not granted them. And many generations of the children of light yet to come will, when they hear these things, envy you who have heard and seen them. Yeah, it'd be
he's
nice
talking
to be
about
there.
us.
Yeah, talking about us. Be nice to, they're probably going to replay it when we get to the mansion worlds, right? We'll be able to see it then. All right, Diane.
Then speaking to all the disciples, he said, "You have heard how many cities and villages have received the good news of the kingdom, and how my ministry, my ministers and teachers have been received by both the Jew and the Gentile. And blessed indeed are these communities which have elected to believe the gospel of the kingdom. But woe upon the light rejecting inhabitants of Chorazin and Bethsaida, Julius and Capernaum, the cities which did not well receive these messages. I declare that if the mighty works done in these places had been done in Tyre and Sidon, the people of these so-called heathen cities would have long since repented in sackcloth and ashes. It shall indeed be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment.
The last question is Tyra and Sidon,
Sidon.
the equivalent of Sodom and Gomorrah. Is that
No.
just the pronunciation?
No, there's no, that's not the same cities. No.
Okay.
Yeah. There are a lot of heathen cities around during that period of time. Okay, let's see here. Gary, you're up next.
The next day, being the Sabbath, Jesus went apart with the 70 and said to them, "I did indeed rejoice with you when you came back bearing the good news of the reception of the gospel of the kingdom by so many people scattered throughout Galilee, Samaria, and Judea. But why were you so surprisingly elated? Did you not expect that your message would manifest power? Did you go forth with so little faith in the gospel that you came back in surprise at its effectiveness? And now, while I would not quench your spirit of rejoicing, I would sternly warn you against the
Subtleties.
subtleties of pride, spiritual pride. If you could understand the downfall of Lucifer, the iniquitous one, you would solemnly shun all forms of spiritual pride."
So he used Lucifer as the example. Why you should not do that, right? Okay,
Makes you
Rodney,
wonder
would you,
about some
huh?
of them modern day preachers have spiritual pride.
Oh, yeah, badly, right?
So you have
Okay.
entered upon this great work of teaching mortal man that he is a son of God. I have shown you the way. Go forth to do your duty and be not weary in well doing. To you and to all who shall follow in your steps down through the ages. Let me say, I always stand near, and my invitation call is and ever shall be, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am true and loyal. And you shall find spiritual rest for your souls.
Is that not something that we've heard over and over again through the year? Yeah. All right. Guys, we got five more slides. Let's try to finish this up. All right. And they found the master's words to be true, and when they put his promises to the test. And since that day, countless of thousands have tested and proved the sureties of these same properties. Well,
Promises.
promises, I'm sorry. I'm going to take another paragraph here. Preparation for the last mission. The next few days were busy times in the Pella camp. Preparations for the Purim missions were being completed. Jesus and his associates were about to enter upon their last mission, the 3 months tour of all Perea, which terminated only upon the master's entering Jerusalem for his final labors on earth. Throughout this period, the headquarters of Jesus and the 12 apostles were maintained here at the Pella camp.
Base camp.
Base camp, sorry. Diane?
It was no longer necessary for Jesus to go abroad to teach the people. They now came to him in increasing numbers each week and from all parts, not only from Palestine, but from the whole Roman world and from the Near East. Although the master participated with the 70 in the tour of Perea, he spent much of his time at the Pella camp, teaching the multitude and instructing the 12. Throughout this 3 months period, at least 10 of the apostles remained with Jesus.
So he got the opportunity to teach the 10 of the 12 over and over again, didn't he? All right, Gary, would you take the next one?
The woman's corps also prepared to go out two and two, with the 70 to labor in the large cities of Perea.
Maria.
This original group of 12 women had recently trained a large corps of 50 women in the work of home visitation and in the art of ministering to the sick and the afflicted. Perpetua, Simon Peter's wife, became a member of this new division of the women's corps and was entrusted with the leadership of the enlarged women's work under Abner. After the Pentecost, she remained with her illustrious husband, accompanying him on all of his missionary tours. And on the day Peter was crucified in Rome, she was fed to the wild beast in the arena. The new woman's corps also had as members the wives of Philip and Matthew, and the mother of James and John. So
Okay, so Peter's wife was fed to the lions after he was crucified. All
The
right.
work of the kingdom now prepared to enter upon its terminal phase under the personal leadership of Jesus. In this present phase was one of spiritual depth in contrast with the miracle-minded and wonder-seeking multitudes who followed after the Master during the former days of popularity in Galilee. However, there were still any number of his followers who were material-minded and who failed to grasp the truth that the kingdom of heaven is the spiritual brotherhood of man founded on the eternal fact of the universal fatherhood of God.
And that was the message, y'all, right? That was Jesus's message. All right, next time we'll go into the Feast of Dedication, paper 164. Let me share the prayer here. And I think I'll read the prayer tonight. Okay, here we go. I believe that God is my paradise Father, and only by faith am I saved. No sacrifice is necessary. By the same faith, I became a child of God, know that all men and women are my brothers and sisters. We know the Son of God, the servant of our universe of Nebadon, is Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. By allowing the will of God to become my will, I will someday stand in the presence of the Paradise Father. In the name of Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.
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 Amen. And thank you, everyone, for coming to see us. And we will plan on seeing everybody on Thursday for a new paper.
Thank
Okay?
you, Roger.
You're
Hey,
welcome.
thank you.
Could
Could you turn off the recording?
Sure, let me hit stop the recording. I need to tell y'all something anyway.